This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, we're here at Anarchapulco for day number 2 out of 4 days here at the beautiful resort, the Princess, right on the Pacific Ocean. Just absolutely lovely place, great people so far, really enjoying ourselves here, and meeting new folks. We've had some, you know, friendly faces we've had on before, but always new people to meet when you're at this event, because, well, there's even more people here this year than there were last year. And from the Cryptopulco stage from yesterday, which, Mark, you are the MC. See if
that's stage. Right.
Joshua Marriage is with us here. Hello, Joshua.
G'day, mates. How are you?
All the way from Australia.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd make it obvious for you.
It makes it easier for us.
So you were talking, I guess, on the stage yesterday about privacy?
Yeah, that's it indeed. About personal data and how it belongs to the people. So a bit of a movement.
Yeah, give us the synopsis of that, because I imagine a lot of people use the internet as though, you know, everything's fine. You know, it's a service. But interestingly, it's a service that they don't pay for.
Yeah, that's right. So there's the common adage that gets bandied about that people are the product. I like to think more of it in the sense that the user is not the customer. So in the sense of the platforms that we use, they're free because the customer is in fact the advertiser, and we're handing over this data as if it's worthless, you know. And we're not getting a piece of that pie. Facebook posts, you know, $40 billion in revenue, of a given year, every year. And where's our piece? So I think we deserve some.
Yeah, I don't imagine they're going to give us any. You know, the presumption, I guess, is that you get this robust website that, you know, allows you to sort of do some journaling, I guess, share pictures with mom, you know, some pictures of the kids with mom and dad, you know, a few other things that are certainly useful. Oh, yes, and argue with people whose opinions will never be changed on the internet.
That's a big one. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
I personally don't have Facebook.
Me neither. I quit a year ago.
Yeah, I quit about 2 years ago myself, so it was probably the best thing I did. I'm using my time in much more effective ways.
It was an instant productivity increase for me. I noticed the next day. I noticed I had more time.
I know. It's like as soon as you're what does Jeff Berwick call it? The organizer of Anarchapulco, he calls it fascist book.
Interestingly, Free Talk Live at one point had a very robust Facebook presence. That was 19 million post views in 1 week. You know, this wasn't the only time that we got more than a million post views, but that one, that was the biggest ever. It was 1 week we had 19 million post views, and that's great. And you know what Facebook, you know what kind of check they sent us?
Nothing.
Zero?
Nothing. I mean, we got nothing off. We never didn't get more downloads. We didn't get anything. Right. It's like people are on Facebook to be on Facebook. And
they don't leave.
They don't. You can post a YouTube link on there, but, you know, it has the tiny little thumbnail, and people don't go anywhere. They want the video on Facebook.
That's it. Yeah, it's like they're at war with the likes of YouTube and other video platforms because video is so engaging. They don't want people to leave the website. But with Free Talk Radio, have you guys had censorship issues with these kinds of platforms?
Not yet, thankfully. But we're too small.
No,
yeah,
the one time that we had we got kicked off of Facebook for a month, it was because of the Gold Coast Meter Maids, your country women. They were.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I've partaken.
All right.
Well, I can't imagine what it's like to partake of the Gold Coast Meter Maids. However, what they've done and what they do is they're these attractive women that go around. Where's the Gold Coast exactly? Queensland?
Yeah, it's on the southeast coast of Queensland. So yeah. Right on the ocean. Beautiful spot.
And they plug meters. They serve local businessmen, pay them to do it. Plug meters so that everybody's happy, right? The people who are parking are happy.
And they wear bikinis while they do it.
So they get a little.
They've definitely become a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
So they're not censoring the main strip at the Gold Coast yet. And strip's a weird word to use because there's a lot of strip clubs in that area. But, yeah, it's definitely the sex sells. And
but that's what we got banned for, was posting their page on our page.
Facebook page. For the Gold Coast Meter Maids. We posted it. Somebody complained about it. One of their dumb censors, who's probably some, you know, mouth-breathing illiterate in Philippines, said, well, yep, that looks bad, and knocked us off for 30 days. Now, I'm sure there's some appeals process or whatever, but the story has been such gold that we're absolutely, we were never going to appeal that.
Yeah, you got to cling on to that PR. That's
these
good.
Idiots banned us for sharing one of their pages. It was fascinating.
All right, so what should people do to increase their privacy? Because it's, you know, they're giving it away. It's hard to get it back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, speaking of the Gold Coast, actually, there's a interesting firm there called Anonymy Labs. It's run by a guy from Salt Lake City, actually, Steve Shillingford. Funny that his name's Shillingford and I'm shilling there from that. But anyway, they have an app called MySudo, which I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but I promote it because it gives you the opportunity to have a fake name, fake number, and a fake email address for any type of purpose. So you might set up a pseudo for Facebook, a pseudo for online shopping, and these kinds of things. And what you can do is really disconnect those dots that join to your identity and really paint that big picture of that big data pool that, you know, the companies are tapping into and selling from under you. So I recommend starting there and also getting
my
the hell
pseudo
off Google. Yeah, MySudo. It's at MySudo.com is their website.
How do you
yeah
get out of Google? I mean, oof, if Facebook is half the internet, Google's the other half.
Yeah, Google's the behemoth.
But it's so handy to have them fill out my sentences for me. When I'm typing on Gmail, they now know what I'm going to type, and they'll suggest it. All I have to do is hit tab. It's just so convenient.
Oh, my God. I hate that. That's so much. No, what I do to get off Google, I basically removed myself. It took a long time. It took a good few months of sifting through it after work and whatnot. But I use a different search engine called DuckDuckGo, which essentially delivers the same search results, but you're not tracked. And they still make money with ads, but they're not
from
specifically
Google
targeted. Yeah, yeah.
So this is the same for StartPage.com.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah, it's another website that does basically the same thing. So you can get the search aspect. But Google's gone so much farther than search. You know,
they're doing my phone service now. Right, yeah. A Google phone.
Oh,
right,
my God.
For free.
Crazy.
Oh, wait a second.
It's not free.
It's not free.
No, there's always a price. There's always a price to everything in life. And it's just that with software, it's easier for them to sort of coerce you into doing these things because it's convenient. You know, people choose convenience over privacy, which is a shame. But we're hoping that we can change that sort of behavior.
How does Google get most of its money? Where does it come from?
Well, 98.7%, funny you ask, is actually from advertising revenue through like the likes of AdWords. So even though they have all these different companies, their ads that show on the search results generate, you know, tens of billions of dollars a year.
Don't you get rid of that with AdBlock?
Yeah, you do on the websites that you visit that publish AdSense, so like the banner ads and stuff. But if you're using Google as a search engine, even with the ad block, you're still going to get ads peppered through the results because they're fed as native content to the results. Yeah,
I mean, that's not the worst, most offensive way to make money. You know, I mean, you know, you're searching for something. Here's some stuff about the stuff you're searching for, I guess.
I actually feel that personally, like from a privacy perspective, I don't mind being served ads in that instance because I'm asking for it.
Right.
It's the best type of marketing, in my opinion. You're asking for something and you're specifically getting it. It's opt-in. Where a lot of privacy concerns, they opt you in by default and you've got to opt out. Like the Australian government did this with My Health Record.
Nice.
And they just like launched this new platform. Sorry, you're opted in. All your personal data's in this centralized database.
Well, you've opted into voting over there too, right?
Yeah, well,
you have to.
Yeah, you have to vote.
Congratulations.
But you can just claim that you're a Jehovah's Witness and you don't have to vote.
And a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses in Australia, I'll bet.
Quite a few that I know, yeah. No, but Australia is an interesting place from the privacy perspective as well. They've recently just, at the end of last year, on the last day of sitting Parliament, they passed the anti-encryption bill.
Uh-oh.
Which is awful for our tech sector.
Yeah, it sounds that way. What does it do?
Let's do a scenario. So say we're here, I'm a police officer, and I come to one of you guys in your lunch break. You're an engineer at, say, WhatsApp, one of these encrypted messengers. And I say, you've got to build a backdoor into our platform and you can't tell your boss about it and we're going to extract whatever we want from it. If you don't, you face jail time.
Oh, my God.
So this is the
just,
kind of
this
stuff.
This is what just passed?
Yeah, literally passed in Australia. Yeah, it's now being, it's approved by the government. It's been sent through. It'll be written into law.
Joshua, can you stick with us for another segment and continue conversation? Joshua Marriage is with us. He's actually from Cloakcoin. We haven't mentioned what that is, so I want to get into that coming up as well. Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019. Want to say thanks to Dustin H., who is a gold amplifier, somebody who gives $10 a month to Free Talk Live to help us advertise, market, and promote the show. And you can do that, too. We only ask you for $5, but he's doing $10. We certainly appreciate that. You go to amp.freetalklive.com if you'd like to sign up. You can do it with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC. So go there to learn more about the AMP program and how we're spending the money to help promote Free Talk Live and get us on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board as well. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here from the beautiful Princess Hotel and Resort here in Acapulco, Mexico. It's really a very heavy cryptocurrency crowd here, and almost feels like a crypto conference, but on the beach. And so, Mark, you've been heading up the Cryptopulco room. There's an entire stage dedicated to cryptocurrency this year.
Right. So it turns out I know a lot about the crypto speakers at this event.
Yeah, but we're meeting new people as well.
Oh, yeah.
And had you met Joshua Marriage before this
event? I had not.
Nope. So we got Joshua Marriage on here with us. He's a privacy advocate, but also with Cloakcoin. So we started out talking about privacy and, you know, why it's important and how to escape from all of these things that we've given up. We've given up privacy because it's been so easy to just, oh, there's all these services over here. I can just have these free services and just here's all my information. And that's unfortunate. It's hard to undo all those things once it's been done. But it is possible. You just have to work at it. You have to spend some time. You might have to spend a little bit of money. Privacy costs. It's not convenient to be private, is it?
That's true. There's a lot of cost involved in terms of not having good privacy as well, but you don't realize that until
right.
Disaster strikes. So you might have a data breach, and that's going to cost a lot more than just taking some precautions beforehand. So it's about changing people's behavior and start treating their personal data like it's a valuable asset instead of a dirty commodity. There's too much trading happening underneath us of that data, and it's really been devalued, and it hasn't been our fault, you know?
I have a question. You talked about, I think it was called MySudo, you know, this service on the internet where you can, you know, make a little, what do they call it, a sock puppet, I mean, is the terminology, you know, this other being that is not you, that you control, this online being. But what about when you buy things? So if I go to Amazon and I create a sock puppet, it's going to be really confusing when I attempt to use a credit card that, you know, goes to Mark Edge.
Yeah, so that's a good point in terms of where cryptocurrency will step in on with broader adoption. So realistically, when you're shopping online, the issue is that you pay with a credit card, right? And the issue with credit cards in general is they're a pull payment rather than a push payment.
Right.
So you give someone your details, they can charge that credit card whenever they feel like it, really. And also, the reason you provide all that information with the credit card payment is it's a form of collateral to pay for the insurance against credit card fraud, because they're rife with fraud. It's very vulnerable.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, in the future, I'd love to see a future where you're shopping and you don't hand over that information, you simply submit payment, but then what about your home address? You know, I did a poll on Twitter recently. I think I got about 1,200 responses, and the most important piece of personal data to people was their home address. But online shopping, they just bandy it about. So there's different ideas around utilizing post office boxes and parcel pickups. And
yeah, in the U.S. we have private mailboxes,
yeah.
Which are not the same as a post office box. Like at a private mailbox, you can actually have packages sent there from UPS or FedEx or whatever other package service. So you're actually paying a private company to receive mail for you, and that's very, very convenient.
Yeah, and I guess, too, like the only downside to that in the future will be that you're still trusting an intermediary. They'll have your information at some point. But
sure.
But who knows? There might be a decentralized shipping option at some point where you don't even give anyone your details and you pick it up from your local barista or something, you know? There might be something like that. Who
Let's
knows?
Talk about Cloakcoin. What is it? We love cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live, but there's thousands of them. So what's Cloakcoin? You're wearing the shirt.
Yeah, maybe we've been too private for a long time. So we actually launched back in June of 2014.
Oh, wow. So it's an older privacy coin.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely have heard the name many times.
Yeah, yeah, we were one of the first projects listed on Bittrex.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's a long time ago.
They just kicked me off.
Oh, bugger. Yeah. When we launched, there was no funding, no ICO, no pre-mine. So we actually launched as proof of work, mined the coins into existence. There's only about 5.2 million in existence.
Okay.
We switched to proof of stake, and now our network is secured by the wallet holders. No need for a masternode.
I can only imagine it is very difficult to switch from proof of work to proof of stake. Can you describe what these two things are for people who may not have heard the term?
Yeah, definitely. So with proof of work, it's like how Bitcoin works. So basically you've got people with special computer hardware that does some very tricky math. And that very tricky math will determine, you know, that the work has been done.
That's
to
the
prove
work.
The transaction. Yep. And
expensive computers, together. Tricky math.
Yep. So this is the really dumbed down version without getting into detail.
Yeah.
On the flip side, with proof of stake, instead of having those tricky computer equations, you're literally staking your coins. It's like you're placing a bet and saying to the network, yes, these are the coins that I have. And then that is used as the consensus mechanism without going into too much detail. And I'm not a developer.
So what's your role and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I actually got involved through a bit of personal experience, a bit of a privacy mishap of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2014, I was frequenting the dark web, purchasing illicit substances.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about this privacy mishap.
Yeah, so I'd actually, you mentioned I'll tell a little bit about the personal story, I guess, so I won't go into too much detail. But my surname being Marriage is quite ironic because I'm divorced. So the marriage took place and then...
The marriage, okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Then about a month later, got divorced.
The marriage divorce. Okay.
The honeymoon didn't work out too well.
Okay.
We separated and wow. I sort of went off the rails, was buying a lot of illicit substances on the dark web, became familiar with Bitcoin and Monero originally, and then never saw the potential for an investment, just saw it as a good tool. I like the privacy tools. And then doing some research, I came across Cloak. I partook in their community anonymously for quite a long time. And then at the start of 2018, I came out as the only public face of the project. Everyone else
wow.
is very private. As a global spokesperson and Australian coordinator. So,
all right, you don't mind being a target. All right.
Yeah, my OPSEC's good, but yeah, I watch my back. So.
So what makes Cloak Coin different from all the rest?
Yeah, for sure. So firstly, being proof of stake and being a privacy coin, there's a good incentive for people to hold it. There's a 6% staking reward for taking part.
What's that mean?
So basically, if you've got coins, you've bought some coins, you can hold them in your wallet and help to secure the network as a node, as part of the network, and you get rewarded in Cloak coins. They get paid, in every block. The blocks are every 60 seconds, but it just depends if you get selected randomly to be part of that. But on average, you'll earn 6% per year, and you don't need a masternode like some other coins where you've got to have,
so
half
no
a million
minimum,
dollars.
There's no minimum?
No, you can stake one coin if you feel like it.
Cool.
And the other difference is there's an auditable total money supply, so a lot of privacy coins...
Hold that thought if you don't mind. We're coming up here in moments, and this is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Five people were killed in a factory shooting in Aurora, Illinois. At least four police officers were also injured, and the shooter, identified as Gary Martin, is also dead. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the shooting.
I want to begin by acknowledging the amazing work of the Aurora Police Department and Chief Zeman. You rushed toward danger, and in doing that, you saved countless lives. And you represent the very best of what it means to protect our communities and to serve our communities.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019. We are here yet another beautiful day, and it's been a great event so far. More to come. There's four full days here at Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com, learn more about it as we continue. Ian and Mark in our beautiful remote studio here at the Princess Resort, catching the breeze right off the Pacific Ocean here. Joshua Marriage is with us. He is apparently the only spokesperson for Cloak Coin, the only person involved with that particular cryptocurrency who is willing to come out of the closet.
Right. They haven't been disappeared. They've disappeared on their own.
This explains why we've, you know, it's been around. You said it's been around since 2014, and we've been in the world of cryptocurrency, you know, as a radio show related to, familiar with, since for a long time. And we've been to a bunch of crypto conferences, but this is why we've never actually encountered anyone from Cloak Coin, because there's never anyone else except for you. So thank goodness they got you, because now you can actually connect with people.
Yeah, look, you guys are crypto dinosaurs, but
yeah, we feel it too.
You were explaining some of the differences between Cloak Coin and some of the other privacy coins that are out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just touch on the topic with the people behind Cloak too. There's 23 of us now. We've actually rolled out a coordinator program. So there are people in their local markets starting to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a long, hard slog, and that's probably because we didn't have any funding ever. But yeah, what was a bit different with other privacy coins was the auditable total money supply. So our anonymity, instead of being handled with complex math, and obscuring what's written to the blockchain. We actually manage that off blockchain. So when you're participating as a node in the network, you can also be part of Enigma transactions. And Enigma is our transaction layer. It's a payment system. And basically, it takes our system, which works similar to Tor, Cloak Shield, and it breaks up the transactions between multiple nodes on the network. They get a small reward, and then it brings it back together, writes it to the blockchain, but across multiple addresses that are untraceable to the holder.
So this Enigma system is different from a normal Cloak Coin transaction, or is it...
Yeah, so in our ethos of privacy, we're very big on the freedom of choice. So you can have private transactions or you can have untraceable transactions. And so if you use Enigma, that's the mixing part of the transaction. So that's where you get that true anonymity.
But the other way is still private?
Yeah, it's still private, so the transactions are handled over Cloak Shield, which is encrypted, and at each bounce through the nodes to get to the recipient, it's like Tor, so it's peeling away onion layers. So it's like, it's not untraceable, but you have the option to use it. So if you're going to send it to a, say you're going to send it to Binance, and you want to send it there, they don't accept Enigma transactions, so you're going to send it as a standard Cloak transaction.
Has anyone ever tested the Cloak network to see whether it's a third party tested the Cloak network to see whether or not they could track a transaction?
Yeah, that's I'm glad you bring that up, because it's another good point of
difference. I am a super genius.
Yeah, thank you very much. So in the end of 2017, we had a third party audit done by a NASDAQ listed cybersecurity firm called Cognosec.
Okay.
They carried out a really in-depth audit of the tech, penetration testing, all that kind of stuff. They provided us with a report. At that same time, we took all of our code open source and revealed Enigma to the world, had it peer reviewed, and then we had all the improvements as recommended by Cognosec. We put those in place, and we now do that every year. So we've
a yearly audit.
Yeah, so we've got the next improvements coming up, and we're also soon to launch our dev fund, which is basically a way for us to fund the project in future, which is a cool feature of proof of stake. Yeah. So instead of just the holders of the coins getting their percentage of reward, as a community, we've decided that there'll be a fraction of that sent to a developer fund, so our developers can actually be paid to develop full time.
How does the community decide that? You said as a community,
there's voting that'll take place. We've had all the initial talks with our community through our online platforms and all that sort of stuff, but part of this dev fund mechanism will be a governance and voting mechanism as well. So we want to make sure the people that are holding and securing the network get the incentives that they deserve and also have the say to build the network out in the direction that they see fit.
So this is a big upgrade then coming this year?
Yeah, it's huge.
When is it coming for you?
It should be ready by the end of this quarter.
Okay.
But in saying that, as a project with no funding, we've missed a couple of deadlines historically. Right. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't been involved in any website development that has not yet gone past its due date.
Yeah, that's just software, unfortunately.
Yeah, even when you pay them, it goes beyond the due date.
Right.
Well, no one's paying us, but we're doing our best, so I promise.
So you're here on your own dime then to promote Cloak Coin?
Yeah, so interestingly as well, in the start, early days of the project, there was a bit of a scandal with someone who was involved that was trying to rip off other team members who were building the product. And luckily, a guy who goes by Las Vegas scooped it up, and he's been funding us, helping us out to fund things like this. So, yeah.
Really. How did you find out about this event?
I was actually invited. I got a letter from Jeff Berwick and said, hell yeah, let's do it.
I was actually in on that meeting.
Really?
But we were looking for the right people to be in and that sort of thing. So, you know, we all had a vote. People would pitch different folks to be in, and we had votes as to whether who got to go.
That's humbling, because I think it might have been off the back of the blockchain cruise. I upset a few people and a bit of a protest, and maybe that got heard. I'm not sure.
So, all right, you like Cloak Coin, obviously. You're wearing the shirt, you work for them. What's your second favorite privacy coin?
Second favorite privacy coin?
Coin.
I really like the guys over at PIVX.
PIVX,
yeah.
Okay.
So I've met some of the guys. And
they were here last year. I haven't seen them
yet. Yeah, I recently saw them in Vegas for World CryptoCon. And we're in the Proof of Stake Alliance with those guys.
I see.
So we do actually share knowledge. And I think that's important. We shouldn't be infighting. We should think about the big picture. Crypto's tiny. We've got a long way to go.
Right. So. There's really no room for the infighting, and people don't understand it that are, you know, on the outside. They're like, well, what are you guys fighting over? I mean, you know, it's a tiny
it's
little pie.
It's always petty.
Yeah.
It's always petty. It's always personality-based and petty.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate part of it, and I guess it's similar with any sort of endeavor, you know. People get competitive, so it's just a human nature that we can hopefully avoid in future.
So what do you see for the future of cryptocurrencies?
I think personally there's a couple of interesting examples that people have said to me regarding, say, Bitcoin with settlements for, like, foreign exchange. So a guy once held up an A3 piece of paper and he folded over a millimeter in the corner and he said, this is the size of the crypto market and the rest is the derivatives market.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a long way to grow, and I think it's going to be mostly about these ideas of censorship resistance, transparency when it's related to governments, and also I want to see a future with a truly digital cash, because governments are moving towards these cashless societies where there's always going to be an intermediary, and I really want this opportunity to still transact peer-to-peer. That's all I want.
It's really difficult to divorce, sorry, Mr. Marriage, to divorce cryptocurrency from the sort of a financial instrument market, because people think of it that way. And, you know, cryptocurrency really is about payments. It's not about, you know, making money on it. That happens. There's no doubt that that occurs. But if people, you know, when people lose sight of the notion of payments, then they lose sight of what cryptos were all about in the first place.
Yeah, it's totally a social movement. And spending money is just such a direct stream of your consciousness. If you're willing to put dollars with your sense, then, you know, it makes complete sense that you should have control over that and it be peer-to-peer and not intermediated by some third party who's just going to exploit you anyway. So, yeah, social movement all the way.
Yeah, we love crypto here on Free Talk Live, and it's been great to have you on. Anything we should have asked you that we didn't?
No, I'm pretty sure we've asked everything, unless I had a few more beers. Maybe it would have been a different conversation.
It's still early yet.
That's a water sitting in front of you.
Yeah. So Joshua Marriage from CloakCoin. If you want to learn more about it, they've got a website. It's cloakcoin.com. I imagine you guys are on a few exchanges. What are your big ones?
Yeah, we're on Binance. We got on there early last year.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Livecoin, a couple of Australian exchanges, Cointree. Shout out to my homeboys back home.
Right on.
And, you can find all that on our website,
cloakcoin.com. Thank you, Joshua. Appreciate you being on Free Talk Live here today. We got more coming up from Anarchapulco 2019. We are at the beautiful Princess Resort. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019 on day number two. Coming up this evening, it is Ron Paul. He's going to be here. Last night, it turns out that apparently Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was one of the guest speakers on the list, called out. He said he wouldn't come in person, and purportedly that it was because of the murder that took place here in Acapulco a couple of weeks ago. Didn't have anything to do with Anarchapulco. It had something to do with a competing event called Anarchaforco. That event has since been canceled, and we got into details on what all that was about a couple weeks back. But the good judge decided he was going to stay home, or stay wherever it was he was. He didn't come here. Apparently he did do a Skype speech or something like that, but a lot of people, understandably, were pretty miffed about that, and, you know, nobody wants to come all the way to Acapulco to sit and watch a Skype channel. So I don't know how well attended that was. I didn't peek in. But I did peek in on the David Icke speech yesterday, which was, I don't know, can you even call that a speech? It was a four-hour seminar, basically. I mean, it was essentially from 2 to 6:15, with a couple of small, you know, maybe 10, 15-minute breaks in between it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but some of the folks who are here did. I did actually peek in for about 10 minutes kind of in the middle of it, and then stayed in for the last half hour because we kind of shut everything down here at the Free Talk Live booth. And, you know, I want to see what this guy has to say. And, I've liked a lot of the things that that I've heard from David Icke. He's an interesting character. Been on the conspiracy side, but he's got a nice, like, metaphysical message that I'm really into. So I hope that I'm going to see him around here at some point today. You know, I'm not sure if he's one of those kinds of guests that, I don't know if he's one of those kinds of guests that just shows up at an event that he's paid to be at for just as long as he's paid to be there, and then he just, you know, then he just takes off. You know, there certainly are plenty of people who do that, and we'll see. If he's here, I definitely want to grab him, get a chance to talk to him here on Free Talk Live. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay.Global. Had the chance to have some breakfast with the folks from AnyPay yesterday, Derek, Jay, and Stephen. They sat in on the show as well. And, of course, it's frustrating to, you know, and also wonderful to sit there and listen to these guys talk because they've got so many cool things that they're doing.
but I can't talk about them. So I can't tell you about the cool things they told me about because they're not quite ready for prime time yet. But rest assured, as soon as we are authorized to explain what is new with AnyPay, I'm going to be very excited to tell you. I will tell you, though, that they did re-enable Bitcoin Cash on AnyPay. And, of course, they've always got Bitcoin and Dash. And also they mentioned that Dogecoin is now official. So Dogecoin was kind of like a behind-the-scenes cutesy thing that they did for a little while, and now that is officially available through the AnyPay platform. So if you are ready to accept cryptocurrency or you're wanting to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale, then AnyPay can help you with that. Just go to AnyPay.global. It's A-N-Y-P-A-Y, AnyPay.global, and you can get signed up there. It's super easy to do. You create your username and password, and you're in. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the back end and then load their app on whatever point-of-sale device that you might have. So once again, that's AnyPay.global, and yes, it is free to accept cryptocurrency payments. There's no fee that is assessed by AnyPay. All right, so we're here at Anarchapulco 2019, the beautiful Princess Resort. It's been just absolutely lovely. And, of course, you know, it's easy to be wall-to-wall with guests. But at this time, as I'm recording this, there's nobody around. It is it's bright and early here on day number two. And so it's just basically me and the mosquitoes out here. Mark hasn't even made it down from his hotel room at this point. So, you know, there's no reason why we can't talk about some of the news. And this one's been hitting big since this is I think Anarchapulco is like a secret crypto conference almost, or a crypto conference, because it seems like that's what's on everybody's lips here. The crypto polco aspect of it is huge. Mark said that every speaker in Cryptopulco yesterday was packed. The room was packed. Now, the room's not as big as, say, where they had David Icke speak, which is this, you know, massive 2,000-seat auditorium. And I would say that was half full. He had a good attendance. We'll see how Ron Paul does later on tonight when he shows up. That's going to be the ultimate test to see if the attendance here is better than last year. I suspect that it will be. But anyway, so in the news, there's a lot of headlines about J.P. Morgan. Yeah, you remember J.P. Morgan, the CEO, Jamie Dimon, who has come out on a number of occasions and talked some trash about Bitcoin? Well, guess what? Now they're getting headlines in the news for having launched their own cryptocurrency. But there's a catch, because it's not actually a cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, most of the mainstream media that's reporting on the story has no idea about that. But kudos to Vice News over at motherboard.vice.com for a detailed piece on exactly why it is that the new JPM coin, as they're calling it, is in point of fact not a cryptocurrency. Now people who understand cryptocurrency, and you don't need to be an expert on it to really get that. You know, on its face, you could have guessed this wasn't going to be a cryptocurrency. This is a big bank. Cryptocurrency is about decentralization. The whole point of the cryptography is to protect the network, is to protect transactions, to make sure that everything is secure, and to make sure that the network can be run publicly, to where anybody, untrusted people, people you don't know, can join the network because it's open source, the code's open source, and so it can be audited by anybody at all. And so the cryptocurrency, or the crypto aspect of cryptocurrency, is a protection to make sure that you can interact with people you don't trust, with people, because it's, as was described yesterday by a couple of our guests, cryptocurrency is supposed to be a push system, meaning only you with your private keys can authorize the money that you have, the crypto that you have, to go somewhere else. You cannot give, like with a credit card, you can't give somebody else access to pull from your wallet unless you give them your private keys, in which case they have full control over your wallet, which that would be crazy, so don't do that. We know that just on its face, this JPM coin isn't going to be a cryptocurrency, but Motherboard gets into some good reasons why here. So they're calling it JPM coin. It's a digital token that represents U.S. dollars held in J.P. Morgan Chase accounts, according to the bank. The token is aimed at large institutional clients that need to move large sums of money quickly. Using a digital token that is sent and logged near instantly,
in a database would allow for clients to send payments without waiting for wire transfers, which, as CNBC noted, might take more than a day to settle. The news that the largest bank in the U.S. is adopting some technical aspects of cryptocurrencies, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, a blockchain that came after Bitcoin and iterated on it, was not met with a jubilated tone or jubilation that one might expect from cryptocurrency enthusiasts. Instead, JPM Coin has been cast by some as a co-option or even an attack of sorts on cryptocurrencies. Of course, Jamie Dimon famously attacked Bitcoin as a fraud in 2017, though the bank has long touted the supposed benefits of blockchain technology. So when a big bank starts touting the benefits of blockchain technology, you know, they may be right. They may understand the benefit of blockchain technology, and let's talk briefly about what that means. So the blockchain is the that's the guts of the Bitcoin system, of many cryptocurrencies. Not all of them are blockchain-based, but 99% of them are. And so what a blockchain is it's the it's a ledger. It's a decentralized, distributed, public ledger, although some of them aren't public. But it's a public ledger that allows these trustless interactions to go on. You don't have to know the person that you're doing business with. You don't have to trust them because, again, they don't have access to your wallet. You can only push information to them. You can only push your money to them. It's all recorded on this this blockchain. And the blockchain exists in thousands of locations simultaneously all across the world. There's, I think, last time I checked, 10 or 11,000 Bitcoin blockchain holders, full-on blockchain holders. And Mark is literally walking up right now with a full-on suit. He's wearing a suit and sneakers, I guess, and looks very silly. It's going to get hot. It's going to be very hot for him today. So anyway, talking about what a blockchain is, the idea is that that you can't use fraud on a blockchain. You can't cook the books. So what happens is, if you were to try to cook your books, if you had a copy of the blockchain and you edited that copy, then since you're connected to the Bitcoin network, all the other copies are constantly checking one another, and so essentially you would be rejected because the other 10,000 copies out there don't have that change, and you haven't authorized it with the proper cryptography or whatever. So you're done. You get booted. You're rejected. That's it. Now, maybe a bank can recognize that blockchain technology can lead to preventing of the cooking of the books. But if the only place they're implementing blockchain is within their own system, then you still have a completely centrally controlled system. It's completely subject to the cooking of the books. I mean, how many locations are they going to store their blockchain? So we can get into more on JPM Coin coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.